How high could fertilizer prices climb? I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Global tensions involving Iran are already sending fertilizer prices soaring, just as farmers are gearing up for spring planting. Greg Allen explains why the spike could hit farmers' bottom lines hard.
Industry analysts say fertilizer prices have begun climbing as conflict in the Middle East disrupts key shipping routes and raises transportation risks. According to Faith Parham, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation,
countries exposed to disruptions around the Persian Gulf account for about 49% of global urea exports and roughly 30% of global ammonia exports. And so as those shipments move out of that area, they're obviously at risk.
Because of those risks, ships moving fertilizer through the region are now facing sharply higher war risk insurance premiums, and fewer vessels are willing to transit that area.
A very important step would be to keep these shipping lanes open and make sure there's safe passage for fertilizer ships. There have been promises of safe passages for crude oil and oil ships, but we need to also make sure that fertilizer is getting out of this region.
For American growers, the situation highlights just how global fertilizer markets have become. Even though many nutrients are produced domestically, the supply chain relies heavily on international trade and shipping logistics.
Even though we produce some of that fertilizer domestically, we still are in a global marketplace, and so we'll continue to see volatility throughout the season.
That means events happening thousands of miles away can quickly influence fertilizer availability and cost here at home as farmers finalize their spring planting plans. For more on this story, log on to MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Hi, I'm Ella Gehring. I'm from the Alcona FFA in Northeast Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Moderate rain continues across a large part of Michigan, and temperatures probably are not going to be any warmer than what you're seeing right now. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a look at that Michigan Ag Today weather update. Here's what's going on. We've got a frontal complex that's continuing to try and work through the state. It started overnight last night with strong thunderstorms popping up in parts of the state. Today, I'm less concerned about strong thunderstorms. I think those are buried a little bit farther to our south, but I do think that we see continued good rains all day long. Cold air starts to move in here midday and afternoon, and by late today, temperatures are not going to look anything like what we've become used to over the past 2 to 3 days. We're going to settle in with some cold air for tomorrow. Today, I think we can pick up still an additional inch at least across the state. Tonight, tomorrow, we see temperatures below normal, a nice chill in the air, but we should be dry through most of tomorrow. On Friday, we have a clipper system moving through. Well, it's not even a clipper, just a nice low moving through that gives a good chance of rain and wet snow. Largely wet snow in northern lower Michigan and across the UP. Can see some very nice accumulations there. We follow that up with a dry start to the weekend. Chilly but dry on Saturday. Not as cold on Sunday. And that says we have another round of low pressure moving in. Rain and wet snow both. Rain mostly in lower Michigan. Heavy snows can be potentially possible in the UP. We'll be watching that, but it's a strong system, gusty winds. Behind it, we dry down for a large part of next week, but we're chilly through the start. I'm Ryan Martin.
Checking the grain and livestock markets Tuesday, it's Andy Eubank and Arlen Suderman with StoneX. They spoke at the close of trade Tuesday.
Tuesday was USDA's March WASDE update, the world supply and demand estimates from USDA, and it did not appear there was much market change after that noon Eastern time release. Arlen, give us a quick snapshot of what was in the report, and I guess confirm that it didn't make much difference to the market.
Pretty much of a yawner, if you will. USDA raised their marketing year average wheat price by a nickel. They increased soybean imports by 5 million bushels, but also increased crush by 5 million bushels. So ending stocks remained unchanged. And nothing really changed on the corn balance sheet for domestically.
What did impact the markets? We certainly see in the outside markets great volatility, maybe not quite as volatile in grains and oil seeds, but corn seemed to be led lower for starters by Chicago wheat.
Corn and wheat really followed the crude oil market lower. The U.S. Energy Secretary posted a social media post that the Navy had escorted the first ship through the Strait of Hormuz, and that put a lot of downward pressure on crude oil prices. That post was later deleted. I haven't been able to find out why it was deleted, if it wasn't true or they just didn't want it known or what. But corn and wheat were dragged down by crude oil since they had really been pushed up by crude oil previously. But soybeans really kind of hung on to their strength today on anticipation that they're going to have a story soon with the EPA releasing the final RVO requirements for biomass diesel any day expected in the industry, and ongoing negotiations with China with another official round of talks scheduled for this weekend.
Arlen Suderman with StoneX. Settlements from Tuesday, May corn down a penny and a half at 452 and a quarter. July corn 2 1/4 lower, 463 and a quarter. May beans gaining 5 1/2 at 1201 and 3/4. July beans 6 cents higher at 1215, but May wheat falling 12 1/4 to 591. April live cattle climbing $2.22 to $232.37, and April lean hogs up $1.25 on Tuesday to $96.07. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.